When it comes to flying your drone, trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity. Insanity. So get your drone questions answered by the experts so you can save time and money by lowering your learning curve. And now your hosts, Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I'm tired, and it's a holiday season, but I'm here to serve you and to help you become a better drone pilot. And my name is Paul. That was a long pause. But if you want to know my nickname, it's Taken Flight, and I'm on Instagram. But anyway, we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you.
I don't think we're here to talk about me, but I am Rob. And you are listening to Ask Drone You. We thank you. As always, we do. We thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We don't take that lightly. We know you have, especially nowadays, my word, there's so many things being thrown at you. Millions of podcasts, and you're choosing to listen to this one, and we appreciate that very much. Hope you're having a great holiday season.
We definitely do. So we've got a good question for you today. It's talking about batteries. For some of you, it may be cold, and some of you on the East Coast, and maybe really warm, and you may be flying more than you thought you would. Either way, we're going to talk about battery storage one more time.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, we get a lot of questions about batteries. But again, as we've said before, we know that if questions are coming in, because people that are asking questions most likely have been listening to the podcast, and so they're hearing the answers. Apparently, they're not getting enough of a detailed answer, and so we're going to keep going into it until we answer all the questions.
Yep.
Hey, Paul, Rob, Drone You, how you doing? This is Dano out here in L.A. Got a question for you. Battery storage, like at what point do you need to discharge your batteries if you're not flying for a while? And then also, how do you care for that stored battery? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. You guys are awesome. Let's do it.
This is very easy. I'm just going to jump into this one here, Rob. DJI 3DR, if you're flying a Phantom 3 Pro, Phantom 3 Advanced, or you're flying a solo, the batteries will actually self-discharge to a level that's safe for storage. But if you're not going to fly for a week or two, it's really best to not charge your batteries. You want to leave them at 30 to 60% charge. And then obviously you want to make sure that nothing is able to touch the leads of the battery. That would cause a fire. In my honest opinion, I think the best way to store batteries for long-term storage is one in a LiPo bag and then two inside of some metal case. That is absolutely the safest way to do it. So if you've got an ammunition box, I would still put your batteries in a LiPo bag, make sure the box is ventilated, but still closed off so that, say, a fire can be, contained.
Forwarded.
Yeah, contained. For those of you guys, though, who just have cases, you want to make sure that you discharge your batteries again to 30 to 60%. I've left my batteries in cases for quite some time, like a long time.
So weeks, months?
Months.
How long are we talking?
Months, like 3-4 months before.
And you're saying that's okay as long as they're discharged to the right level?
Yeah, it's okay. I don't recommend it, though.
Okay.
But it's okay. The safest thing to do is, put your batteries in a LiPo bag inside of an ammunition tin or some sort of metal box to thwart a fire, because your cat could knock over a battery and it fall on the floor and start a fire and your house burns down, and no one wants to come home after Christmas to that.
Right. So for whatever reason, let's say you're going to be putting your drone away for 6 months.
Yeah.
What do you do with other than how to store them safely? That makes a lot of sense. Should you be doing something to them every few weeks, or can you just leave them sit for that 6 month period?
Ooh, I would not leave my batteries for 6 months because they may go bad. I would try to at least fly inside or use a battery once or twice in that 6 month period. I kind of spaced out on your question though. Would I leave them for 6 months? No, I don't recommend that to anyone. So
you'd go ahead and, even if you don't fly them, maybe just run them for a while with no blades, do something to use the battery.
Yeah. You still want to use them, and, to me, to go that long without flying is like...
I understand.
Yeah.
You can't imagine that, and that's fine.
No, I can't.
I'm just thinking of somebody who might want to leave or need to leave their drone for a long time, and that's essentially what Dano's asking. I mean, he asks, what do I do as far as discharging my batteries?
If you're not going to be home or you're not going to be in the place where your batteries are, then you need a LiPo bag inside of an ammunition container. No questions asked.
Of course. Yes.
That's it.
That's clearly what you've said about storing them safely and discharging. Like Dano's asking, you're saying bring them down to 30% or so prior to storing them.
Correct. But do know that DJI batteries, the new ones, and the solo batteries will discharge themselves.
Okay.
Should you just go fly them and then leave the battery at 30%? Yes, and that's totally fine. I'd actually recommend that. So I would also recommend that after you take your batteries out of storage that you deep cycle them. Meaning, you know, you get them down, you charge them, fly a little bit, get it down to 3.3 volts, and then do a full charge after that. So.
And leave it at the full charge, or then you discharge it before you store it?
If I'm going to go out and fly, and then I store these batteries for a long period of time, and then I fly again, I was under the assumption that I would continue flying it. So you would want to do a deep cycle after you come back into flying.
Okay, cool. So, Dano, hopefully that answers your question. Guys, if you have a question, you can go to AskDroneU.com. Talk about our sponsors, Paul. What's going on there?
Well, again, special thanks to Go Professional Cases. If you if you would like to buy a case and store these batteries, use DroneU15 to save 10% on that case. And again, special thanks to DroneU and the Don't Crash course. If you know someone who just bought a drone, make sure they get educated with the Don't Crash course. That will definitely help them out. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Be sure and tune in next time to your personal experts for answering your drone questions, Rob Burdick and Paul Aiken, so you can keep lowering your learning curve and save time and money. Time and money.